A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Laura and Becky Show, and we're not in the studio today. You know the story. We were on the radio. We got the sack. Then we were like, what the hell are we going to do? So then we started doing this podcast on the daily.
I feel like we need to change that intro because that's just old news now, isn't it?
It is, but I feel like people still love it. They live for the sacking, don't they?
We're sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Red Brick Estate Agents, and we're in collaboration with East Midlands Airport. So, I'm so excited for this.
Mate, I've actually got a sweat on. My upper lip is like got beads of sweat on it. I can't cope.
Okay, so we are sat in the Marylebone Hotel in central London. We've been here for the day, but that's another story.
By the way, I'm really struggling with saying the Marylebone.
Yeah, you said it. You're like, how do you say it? The Marylebone?
The Merrylebone?
It's Marylebone.
Marylebone. Marylebone. There we go. Yeah. There we go. You just say it, mate.
And we are giddy, aren't we?
We're so giddy.
We have a guest, and I don't think I could have dreamt this up if I tried.
Well, this only kind of came about last week, was it?
So, yeah.
So we were in the studio recording one of our pods, and a follow on Insta came through, and we were both, I mean, we both fell on the floor. We were like, oh my God, it was a mate moment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we were like, what the hell? Then we proceeded to do a story and tagged this person in it. They then reposted and we nearly self-combusted on the spot. But it gets better, doesn't it, mate? It gets better. The story doesn't end there.
So we DM'd a little bit and then we're like, we need to get this person on the pod. And guess what? He's here.
I'm here.
My God.
Oh my God. Hear me, your voice.
I wonder if anyone can guess. Like, I wonder if anyone's going to be like, we know who it is.
No one's going to know who it is.
I think they will. Well, people went wild, didn't they? When we first put that you'd started following us on our Insta, people went nuts. Because everyone knows your account.
People need to get out more.
No, they don't. They love it. They absolutely love it. So, on the pod today, we have the one and only Gareth. Now, Gareth is the brains, the face, the
beauty,
body, the everything behind Hunsnet.
Hey, Hun.
Hi, Hun. How are you?
Hey, Hun.
Can you just call us Huns for the whole Hun podcast, please?
Hun, Hun, Hun. Hun, Hun, honey.
I'm never going to get sick of it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Do you know what? Back to your intro. I don't think you should change the intro because when we first met down here in this lovely corridor of the Marylebone Hotel.
We are in a corridor, a little bit.
The glamour. I said that I first come across you girls through the sacking story. So
I wonder where he saw that. I was trying to think earlier. Where did he see it?
That I definitely saw it on TikTok.
Hang on, wasn't another one where we were like, why did we get sacked? And we got absolutely trolled because it went to lots of American men. Do you remember?
That was only recently. Was it? Was this like ages
ago? Ages ago. I think I was around
ago.
At the time of the sacking. It must have came up on my FYP.
It was an old TikTok account or something.
Maybe. I was responsible for the sacking.
It was me.
do you know what, though? People love a bit of drama, don't they?
Oh, God.
If there's a sacking to be had, they're there.
I love it when people insert themselves into the drama as well. So people like live vicariously through your drama.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, why not?
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
Me.
Are we the drama?
Thank you so much for meeting us. Honestly, you've got no idea how appreciative we are that you've come to meet us today.
Oh, hun, I love I love a meetup with two ladies that I've never ever met before in a random hotel. Not done it for ages.
Oh my God, as well, can we talk about what happened in our hotel room earlier on? So we had a bit of a misunderstanding with Gareth, didn't we? This is typical us. So we were like back and forth, weren't we, DMing about where to meet and what time, and we were late as per usual. And you sent us your media pack, right?
Which sounds really wanky, but so what
it doesn't.
No, for context, right? What, like, let's sell it like it is. The past week, I've literally been in bed with flu.
Yeah.
And then normally what would happen if I go on a podcast or do anything, I always send over my media pack, which has a bit of a bio in, just to kind of like people know when the account started and, you know, some of the things that we do and stuff, because a lot of people just see it as memes on Instagram and stuff like that. So when I was going about my business today, getting back into the world of the living after an ibuprofen fever dream of the last week, I was like, I must send the girls the media pack. But I didn't really send it with any context, did I? Because I was like, oh, we'll send
You're
it
like,
to the girls.
Yeah, just came out of the last week.
It's just the media pack. So I sent you the media pack.
Well, we get intimidated about stuff like that. Like, we've been told we need a media pack. We still haven't got a proper one.
Oh, no.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? But we don't really know what we're doing. So you sent that through.
We don't know what we're doing.
And then we were a bit, like, all over the place anyway. In this little hotel room, sat on the bed together. And we were like, oh, no, he's going to charge us for his time. Oh, God, he's going to charge
Which,
us lots
by
of
the
money.
Way, we would have... That makes sense, right? Because you're Hunsnet. Of course you would.
You're a brand.
I'm free to everybody.
Yeah, we weren't like, oh, we were a bit like, oh, no.
We've got no money to pay him.
I wonder if he'll take a tenner. What you got in your purse, love? Anyway, so we messaged you back. We're like, we're just going to be honest and upfront. And then you were like, oh, hell no, no way. And we were like, oh.
We were so relieved. Oh, thank God. We don't have to pay him.
Just about to remortgage the house to have a conversation with Gareth from
Do you know what we would? Because you're worth
oh,
it.
Oh, hun.
So
it's
worth
not.
It.
It's all downhill from here, yeah. But the funny thing about it was, I think I told you earlier, is that I did actually, because I thought when I do send this out to brands that I work with, it does actually have a price list on.
Yeah.
So I did take that off, so.
how ironic is that? You did that just before sending it to us and we still thought he's going to charge us. Could you help us with a media pack, please? Because we
I'll
need to get
you
ours
a media
in
pack.
Order.
Oh, we need
I'll
Thanks,
give you a media
hun.
Pack. Send me your pictures.
What do you need? Okay.
Send me some prompts for ChatGPT and you'll have the best media pack ever. I can get it back to you in 3 to 5 hours.
Brilliant, we're in.
You get right. one set of amends, though.
See, we didn't even know that. We didn't know what it means.
No clue.
What's an amend? Okay, right. So, first of all, you're a legend.
Oh, hun.
You are amazing.
Thank you very
your
much.
Your page. I mean,
As
I know
you.
I know you're more than an Insta page, but... Yep. We bloody love that.
How long have you been following it? Have you been like way
ages.
Back?
Or way back.
When it was a bit naughtier than it was
now. Do you know what? I live for the Corrie memes. For some reason, it's the Corrie memes that get me. The Deirdre Barlow ones, the Tracy Barlow ones. They're the ones that
so
do it for me.
Matriarchs are like the best hun memes because they've got the best one-liners, they've got the best delivery and the best conviction. So.
Yeah.
You know, your Deirdre's, your Bette Lynch's, Liz McDonald, I think. We don't do enough Liz McDonald.
She's a corker.
She is.
She is a corker.
She is.
Right, listen, oh, can we just rewind? Because you are a fascinating human being.
Really?
First of all, obviously, like, but let's not go too far back, but... Yep. Just want to say, you used to be a Holiday Reps.
I did.
The best people used to be Holiday Reps.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows.
I think
Reps for the repping.
Yeah, I think there's still time for you to become a Holiday Rep.
Do you think I should be one? I can't drink like they do anymore. I'd be pathetic.
I don't think they do. I don't think they drink like we used to.
I couldn't do shots. I couldn't do all that holding the shot glass in your mouth.
I don't think
that.
They do that anymore.
They
know.
I think after Malia fish bowls, I think it was all downhill.
Maybe you two should intro me.
Don't go on Club 830 Saga.
Yeah. The Saga rep. Yeah, a cruise rep.
A lovely Saga rep.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'll give it a go. The oldies a little bit more, but it's a great job.
Okay,
yeah.
There's still time.
All right.
You don't want to like get to the end of your life and think, what if?
Gotcha. And not have rep.
Not have rep.
Yeah, you've really.
All right, will you two ease me in then?
That should
gently.
Be on a t-shirt. You don't want to get to the end of your life and not rep. Okay, so we've done the whole repping thing, okay? Yeah. How did this all start?
This all started by wildly getting out of control. As I said earlier, before we started recording, I did not invent Huns and Hun culture, but I find female characters, pop groups, pop culture, reality TV so fascinating. I can't remember my national insurance number. I can't remember my date of birth, but I can remember what Nikki Graham said word for word in week 7 of Big Brother. And I've got this like photographic memory of like the noughties and scenarios and sound bites that have happened. And I just fused them together with what's going on today, and it just makes me laugh. So
do you know what, that you're actually playing that down a little bit, because you were saying earlier before we recorded that you saw that this could be a brand, because obviously everyone was like hun, but you took it and you ran with it and had an idea.
Well, if there are any Huns listening, which I'm sure there will be,
because
two fabulous Huns host this. It started off as a bit of an internet joke. Oh, you okay, hun? Facebook mum, you okay, hun? But everybody started getting in on the joke, so it's like, and then everybody, I looked at it and I was a bit like, well, as we said earlier, this is, they like doing this, they drink this, they go here, they like this music, this is what they watch on TV.
It's like what do you call it? We used to do it in radio, did we, where you put an avatar together, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
We used to have one at our radio station called Sandra.
Yes. Sandra.
And she was 37 with two kids.
She'd be a hun, probably.
She'd be
Is she divorced? Just me and the kiddie winks now.
I think she was married, but she'd probably be divorced now, wouldn't she?
She's probably having a bit off with her brother-in-law.
Make that a meme. Yeah. Make it a meme.
So, Hun's Net, where'd you get that from?
I was on the 149 bus to Muswell Hill with my friend Helen, and there were some other fabulous Hun accounts popping up on Twitter, and I was like, I could do this. And I was like, I love a play on words for anything. And I was like, Mum's Net? Yeah. Hun's Net.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Because like, Mum's Net is busy as hell, isn't it? It's busy as hell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's busy.
Yeah. It's very
busy.
Really
mums.
All my mums net ladies and gents and everybody. So I was like, that's busy. That's like, you know, if you're on mums net, you're, I was like, so there's got to be a Huns version of that.
Brilliant.
It is genius. So what does a typical day look like for a Hun, as in you, the Hun?
Oh, right.
So doing Huns net, what's a typical day?
Are you like King Hun?
King Rat, I'm not sure. yeah, I mean, a typical day, depending on what we're doing. So, like, I work a lot with brands, so I white label a lot do events for brands. So once we found this sort of customer profile online of, oh, this is what a hun looks like, my first thing was like, let's get them in a room together. What would it be like if we got all of these followers who enjoy this sort of humour in a room together? And basically what happened is it was the 13th of March 2020, and we did this club night at the Clapham Grand, which we now call our COVID super spreader event, because everybody who came got COVID.
Oh yeah, it was just before, yeah. Wasn't it? It all kicked off.
And it was at that point where people were like, oh, you probably really shouldn't do this. And I was like, no, I've booked the venue. We're huns. We're doing it. And I didn't know who was going to come through the door, you know. I just saw people who followed me online. And when the people who came through the door, there was just a massive broad spectrum of fabulous people from all walks of life. And I was like, yeah, we need to do more of this. But unfortunately, COVID had had other ideas.
Yeah.
So then we took it online, and through the pandemic then, every Friday night we'd do sort of like parties online. We had a DJ on Zoom who would dial in. I'd do a quiz, a bit of bingo, back into my repping days.
Yes.
All roads lead back to repping.
Yeah, don't they just. There's another t-shirt.
There we go, yeah. We've got a range. H&M collab. So basically, after that, then I thought, right, huns like brunch, let's do a brunch. So that's kind of, I do that sort of every week. I do that every month in London, but I also do it a lot for brands as well. So
right.
the format I'll do for lots of different brands.
And when
things.
You say you do it, do you go and host
oh
it?
Oh, God, yeah,
oh
yeah.
God, Gareth, so
we need to go to one of these.
Yeah.
Have we been to one of these?
Yeah, we got one on Saturday. If you're still in London on Saturday, get yourself over to Boxcar.
It might be feral.
What happened?
Feral. It's fabulously feral.
So what happens at these brunches? Is it just, like you say, wild?
It's wild.
So swinging from the chandeliers.
Yeah, exactly. Very much that. I think it's everybody comes, and like, what I like to do is everybody comes in and they all look lovely and they're all there and all day. And then
by the end of the
45 minutes later, they're up on their seats screaming to DJ Sammy Heaven, loaded up on Prosecco.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
But you know what it is, you know, it's just a real safe space where, you know, you can have your gay friends there, you can have, you know, anybody from any spectrum of life, and everybody comes together, and without being, you know, sounding cliche, but everybody leaves their shit at the door, and it's like everybody's there just have a good time.
Yeah.
Love,
you know,
we have
no problems. It's a real safe space for everybody.
Amazing.
And people can like go fabulously feral, and we support that, you know.
Well, our podcast, our listeners are called our little ferals.
Your little ferals.
That's what we call them.
Yeah.
They're called our little ferals, so they're gonna love this.
It's because we are normally very feral. So we were telling you before, weren't we, about when we got sacked from our radio job and went to Mallorca, which all of our little ferals know about.
Yeah.
And we we didn't shower for 3 days.
Hang on. When we say we, I actually did. You didn't. Madam.
Oh, sorry. You had one shower.
I didn't shower
for 3 days because I didn't want to wash my fake tan off because I wanted to be really nice and brown. So I didn't shower for three days.
What did
I didn't even get in the pool.
What did the real tan look like once the fake tan had thing?
Well, she didn't get a tan.
I didn't get one because I had so much fake tan on that it didn't penetrate.
What time of year did you go to Mallorca?
July.
End of June.
Peak tanning time.
It was warm.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to have any point where you were not.
No, I just it's going to wash off and then I'll be pale. I can't have pictures with me being pale.
I mean, no shit, we went on a paddle board, right? I was paddling, of course I was. She was like, oh, and I thought at one point, I was behind her and I was paddling and
like
she's just
slick.
Filming herself. Yeah. And I thought, I might just tip her off just for shits and giggles. But I thought, you'd had a bit of a
I was
to-do.
Going through a bit of a breakup at the time.
Yeah. And
so
I thought,
it wouldn't have been the time to
come
throw
in,
me
come
into
in threes,
sea.
Don't they?
Yeah. Don't they just?
If I'd have tipped you off that paddle board, I don't think we'd be sat here now.
No. So we're feral.
Well, that's great. Well, no, you'd fit in really well at a hun brunch.
I think we would, wouldn't we? Invite us along.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'd love to come.
So we're doing one this weekend. Once a month down Box Park. It's the most value, you know, this is the sales pitch now, everyone. It's really good value for money. It's £35. And
where can people get their tickets?
Boxpark.co.uk.
Okay. Yeah. Box Park, is that Wembley?
No. There's one in Shoreditch, there's one in Croydon, they've got Locksover. They've got an opening one in Birmingham soon as well.
Nice.
This is an advert for Box Park.
Yeah, and basically it's drag queens, we have a live singer on, you know, it's just and music from the 90s and noughties.
Okay.
So, it sounds so fun. Yeah, that is our era.
Gareth, I've got some questions.
Go on. We've got so many questions.
I want to know, who's the most famous person you've ever met?
The most famous person I've ever met is Kylie Minogue.
Oh, my God.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Have you met Jane McDonald?
I haven't met Jane McDonald.
Oh, I love her so much. She's a hun.
She is. I'm not doubting her hun credentials.
Yeah.
But she just exists as a hun. She doesn't engage in the hun world. I hope she
does. She know she's a hun?
I don't know.
I think
she might
would.
Not know she's a hun.
She's a hun?
We but does she know Jane? She's a hun?
Let's tag her and tell
Let's
her.
Let's stake out Jane's house.
Shall we?
Do you want to come with us on a stakeout?
All right.
Let's go spying on Jane.
Yeah.
We're delivering the good news that she's a hun.
I think it goes from stakeout to stalkout.
There's a fine line.
There is a fine line. Don't worry. We've had lawyers involved. We're all right at the moment. Yeah.
On the note of the stakeout, how the hell did you find us?
How did you find us? Well, I found you
through TikTok. I found you
from the sacking.
Yeah.
But then when you posted about the me following you last week, I was like, oh, it's the girls who got sacked from the radio.
But how did you see a video of ours this time? So when you started following us, had you seen a video that we'd done?
Of the stakeout?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got invested, girlies.
Oh, so, okay, so did we just come up on Reels somewhere and you were like, oh, okay, and then you followed us? Is that how it worked?
No, I followed you, I don't know.
Did we follow you? Did you follow us?
I don't know.
It's just quite interesting to know, isn't it? Like how you came upon us.
The intricate web of the algorithm.
But thank God the algorithm
brought us together.
We wouldn't be in this glamorous corridor together.
We wouldn't, would we?
We absolutely wouldn't. There's a lot of good looking men walking past as well.
Well, I tell you what, I'm rather distracted today. I am listening to what you're saying, but my head keeps being turned.
Yeah. Well, when we got out of the car, there were two models doing a modelling shoot and they'd obviously said to them, right, you just kiss. They were full on snogging.
Oh God!
And then
I'd have walked out in the background with my suitcase, like.
So I think we're going to be like photo bombing in the back of their photo, getting out the taxi.
I mean, the lighting's great here. The men are hot.
Yes.
What's not
to love?
Place
to be. Yeah. Although you can't get a pale rosy in the corridor.
Yeah.
No, that was a bit awkward. So I was like, right, I'll go to the bar, get us some drinks. Went to the bar, but where we are, they were like, absolutely not. I was like, do you do non-alcoholic drinks? They were like, we do no drinks. They were quite adamant about it as well, so we'll go to the bar afterwards.
Julia Roberts said,
go on,
big mistake.
huge.
I have to go shopping now. Well, another thing in Pretty Woman, our kind of slogan is, we say who, we say when, we say how much. We quote Pretty Woman all the time.
I mean, quick disclaimer, we're not women of the night.
No, we're not.
We're really not.
Oh,
but
girls,
that's our motto.
Meeting you in a hotel. Sure.
We're here on other business.
With them knee-high boots on, love.
We've never been here before. Sure, Jan.
Oh my God,
it has been a delight, hasn't it? And we are absolutely honoured to have you on the pod.
It's been fabulous.
Oh my God, honestly, meeting you is just a pinnacle of
life. Oh, I don't think it's going to get better than this.
Oh, hun, it will, I promise you.
And you're so tall and gorgeous.
Tall, yeah. That's the one thing which people don't, when I meet people, because obviously a lot of people see me online from the boobs up.
Yeah,
but I'm 6'4", and I never realise how tall I am until I see pictures of myself and I'm the awkward pylon in the corner.
No. But we couldn't miss you, and we walked into the hotel because obviously we've never met you before. You were like towering. I was like, hello girls. Hello
girls,
down there.
Ho, ho.
Hello little people.
Yes. Hello.
So we couldn't miss you, which was good. But we're going to do some social media bits with you, which we're very excited about, aren't we?
Is it OnlyFans or?
Yep. That's it. You got it in one. Love it.
And we will definitely come to one of your wild feral brunches as well.
Should.
Yeah, and you should come up to Chesterfield.
Yes, we spoke about Chesterfield.
Yeah, you know it. You know a few places.
Yeah. They used to have a bar in Chesterfield with a jet ski in.
Still there, it's the beach bar.
Is it still there?
My 19-year-old goes there all the time.
Now listen.
Imagine if we walked in there with you.
I tell you what, one day, shall we go to Chesterfield and get on the jet ski?
Can you do it?
I've been on it before.
Right.
Well, listen, we live there. Yeah.
Is it a boat now? Is it a speedboat now?
When was the last time you were in the beach bar? I don't know that
I've ever been in.
God, I think I've been in.
Listen, I don't think I've been in.
You've not been
on holiday
rep. You've not been in the beach bar.
I know.
You guys are leading me to all sorts of debauchery.
We really need to train you up, don't we?
All right, get me on the jet ski.
Get yourself out of Dun Elm and get yourself down to the beach bar.
Right, it's a day.
Anyway,
it's a day.
Yeah, oh we're God. Very excited.
Thank you so much.
No,
for
thank you for having
pod.
Me. Thanks for a nice random meetup on a Monday afternoon.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Two
it's
gorgeous
been a
girls
pleasure.
In a hotel corridor room.
Yeah, right, let's get to the bar.
Some men pay good money for that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.